Anne didn't care too much about the strawberries. I like huckleberry pie once in a while. Used to be some green huckleberries, yeah. But late cold will kill the huckleberries this time of year.
Okay. I
want to
ask you a few things about the family. Say if a married woman doesn't want to make up her mind about something by herself, she might say, well, I better ask
Uncle Wayne or somebody that she knew.
Or a fellow she's married to?
Yeah.
I'll ask. Okay. What about a woman whose husband has died? You say she's a
widow woman.
Have you ever heard an expression for a woman whose husband hadn't died, he's just left her?
Yeah, divorced.
What if he hadn't gotten a divorce? He's just up and gone.
I don't know what you call it. She hasn't got a divorce.
You ever heard of grass widow?
Yeah, heard of grass widow. But I don't know whether that would be a grass widow or not.
You just heard it, you're not sure what it was?
No.
Okay. The man who raised you, that was your
daddy. Yeah. Father.
What'd you call your father when you were growing up?
Dad.
What about your mother?
Call her mother. Mom.
And your father and your mother together, they're your...
They're my mother and father.
They're one word for it would be...
Mom. Parent.
Sure. Okay. What did you call your grandfather and your grandmother?
Granddaddy and grandmother. Well, I never did. I don't remember nothing about my grandmother, but... My granddaddies, I knew them both well.
What about a name that you give a child? It's not his real name, it's just something you call
him. Nickname?
Sure. Did you have one?
Okay.
This is something with wheels that you can put a baby in and it'll lie down and you can...
Oh, wow. Stroller.
Sure. Did y'all use one of those?
Yeah. Did both my babies. Now we didn't have, they had a cradle in when I came up.
What would you say you're going to do with the baby after you put him in? Say, I believe I'll go outside.
You put him in the cradle. I put him in the stroller.
Or when you're taking him around, you say, I'll go outside and
push him around.
And you would say your children are your sons and your
daughter.
Sure, okay. What about a woman who's about to have a baby? You'd say she's what?
Pregnant.
Can you remember a time when that wasn't a polite word to use?
That's didn't you?
Can you remember what people would say when they
couldn't talk? Couldn't the family wait?
What about this expression, if a boy has the same color eyes as his father and maybe the same shape nose, you'd say that boy
is like his father, or resembles his father, or favors his father.
Sure. Okay. Do you have an expression to cover the situation, say if the boy has the same bad habits that his father has?
Yeah, they say he's took after his daddy or his father. Habits is like his father.
Okay. If you're talking about a child who's been misbehaving, you might tell him, well now, you do that again, I'm going to give you a